Hey, y'all, welcome to another edition of the Nolcast, which is apparently now a top 15 podcast on iTunes. That's completely crazy to me, and it's all a reflection of how much y'all love listening to us. We are the only team-specific podcast within shouting distance of that, and are now apparently somehow past like Paul Feinbaum and Tony Kornheiser and Dan Patrick and other people who have television shows and certainly don't cover a college sports team. But we are brought to you by Louisiana Hot Sauce, our title sponsor, as well as Mattis Social and the For the Table Restaurant Group. Great local businesses in Tallahassee. Please go check those guys out. Pick up a bottle of Louisiana Hot Sauce, three simple ingredients, one great product, just the right amount of heat. And with that, I just wanted to talk real quickly here about a press conference that went down today with Willie Taggart. Look, winning the press conference is really not a big deal. Losing the press conference would be an absolutely huge deal. And you can definitively say here that Willie Taggart just knocked that thing out of the park. He really did a great job on that. And I think that not only that, but how he did it was the key. He started off and he struck a very different tone than Jimbo Fisher did when he was at Florida State, and a different tone than he did when he got to Texas A&M. And we only mentioned Jimbo because, well, that's the last coach Florida State's had. So everything's going to be compared to the last guy. The first thing that I wanted to highlight, well, I'm going to have the audio of the press conference after this, by the way, so you can just listen to it. But winning the press conference here and doing so by doing your research, and either that somebody told Willie Taggart, hey, these are things that we know you do that Jimbo didn't do, that Florida State fans absolutely hated. So without mentioning Jimbo, it'd be really smart of you to say what you believe in this and this and this. Or maybe Willie just watches enough Florida State that he knows and he sees the problems that we all saw, especially as Noles fans. The first thing I really liked was his talk. Well, first, I liked that he went over and gave his mom a hug. That was pretty cool. You know, she's wearing a Florida State t-shirt and just, you know, loving life and happy to have her son home, especially since Willie's dad passed away this past year. And, you know, his mom still lives in Florida. I like that Willie started off by thanking the people at Oregon. And you could tell that he was really honestly torn about leaving that job. And he, you know, he said, look, it was extremely tough for me to leave a place with Phil Knight and Rob Mullins, the AD, and where he had a great working relationship with them and a great situation and was bringing in the top recruiting class in the history of the Ducks. But, you know, he spoke about how his son told him, hey, you know, Dad, you always tell me to chase my dream. You have to go chase your dream, even if it means leaving a place after just 1 year. You know, about how Florida State was always his dream job. And he name-dropped a couple dozen players today who he grew up either playing against or with in youth ball or grew up loving watching when he was, you know, a big-time Florida State fan growing up. And I liked how he talked about how, you know, he wants to know everybody's name in this room and that he is going to demand that everybody in his program has respect for everybody else in the building, both within football and with all the other sports and everything else too. Now, look, if you didn't know the inner workings of the program, you might not understand how that's kind of an indirect shot at Fisher and a really smart one. And that's going to resonate well, I think, assuming he follows through with it, with people in the building. Because they didn't like how Jimbo Fisher treated them. He was a jerk. They tolerated it because he won so many games. But once he stopped winning so many ball games, things changed. Now, Taggart seems fairly genuine. I mean, we got to see if he follows through with it, but you know, that's certainly something that people, I think, are excited about. Next, he talked about pace. I said, hey, Willie Taggart, describe your offense. And he says, we want to score points, and we want to score quickly. I'm into big plays. I'm not into real long drives. I'm not into holding the ball unless we're trying to run out the clock. Bingo. That is one of the biggest things Florida State fans have hated about Jimbo Fisher's attack. He was the fourth slowest offense in the nation. It wasn't that it was inefficient. It was that it was just really slow. It was actually very boring to watch. And to, for a certain extent, college football is entertainment. It's your free time on a Saturday that you are deciding to either spend watching that or spend watching something else. Willie Taggart understands that. Willie Taggart's from Bradenton. I'm from Fort Myers. That's a 6-hour drive up to Tallahassee. That's a 5-hour drive from Bradenton. Nobody wants to make that drive to watch some boring, you know, paint-dry offense. Like we said, you know, earlier this year, you can't be bad and boring. I don't think Florida State will be either. Him being a big FSU fan, I think, was also a real big key here, no doubt. That's something that he just totally nailed. He also talked about simplicity. He said, my term is lethal simplicity. We do not want to overcomplicate stuff to the point where our athletes cannot feel confident and make plays. At this point in the press conference, I'm thinking Willie Taggart might be a Nolcast subscriber because we've talked about that for a while. And so have other Florida State fans. And it's just, it doesn't always have to be that hard. It doesn't mean Willie Taggart has some sort of magic easy button. But I do think if Willie Taggart has a physical freak on the sideline, he's not going to let him sit on the sideline for 3 years because the guy can't master the whole route tree. He's going to probably get something out of him while he works on the other stuff. You know, that's something really, really impressive to me. He also immediately dropped we and not they. How long did it take Jimbo Fisher to consistently use the word we when referring to this program as opposed to they, especially when things didn't go well? He slipped into a they like just a couple weeks ago. And people said, hey, maybe that's a sign he's checked out. I'm like, well, yeah, in hindsight, it probably was. Willie Taggart is dropping we's and us's from day one and no problems doing it. That guy's a Knoll. And he also repeatedly said, you know, you kind of have to grow up in Florida to understand this, but several times he's trying to identify with the fan base. That's really smart. Look, none of these things are necessarily going to make Florida State win football games, but they are going to make the fans like Willie Taggart a lot. He also, I think, really, this is kind of another shot that I think was really smart of him to take because he didn't name drop Jimbo. And it's subtle, but the message is going to get to the right people, so I'll share it with you. He talked about understanding what makes the Florida State job great and appreciating it and loving what makes it great. And you know, one of those things is he said, I can drive to the talent. I don't have to get on an airplane. That's big. That's one of the huge advantages of Florida State. The talent is in your backyard. Another thing he said about how much he loves Florida State's facilities. But he also loves that they have the vision and the patience to add on and make them even better. That right there, the vision and the patience, is a direct shot at Jimbo Fisher's complaining about the football practice facility, or not the practice facility, but the football-only facility, that he wanted to come like it was some kind of SimCity video game as opposed to having to raise the funds, do a feasibility study, figure out where this thing should go, and when it should be built. I don't know if people would pick up on that, so that's why I'm sharing that, but that's very interesting to me. He also, you know, he talked about how Peter Warwick's a good friend of his and how he talked to Corey Fuller and Peter and Deion Sanders and Derek Brooks about taking the job. And you know, somebody asked him a question about being FSU's first black head coach, and he said, no, I'm the first full-time black head coach, but Odell Higgins, you know, who's the interim, is the first black head coach of Florida State. So he really did everything right. I don't think he had any missteps in the press conference. He wasn't condescending. Not that you should be in an opening press conference, but look, it does. He didn't say anything stupid like, you know, my dog Clarabelle could run this offense like McElwain did. You know, he talked about how he's got to get out recruiting. He said, look, there's a lot of Knolls who want, you know, there's a lot of players in the state who want to be Knolls. We just got to go get them. That's what he does. He said, look, Florida State's got great players on this roster right now. My job is to go recruit players who are even better, and they're going to try and take their jobs. And the guys on the roster's job is to try and keep their jobs and better themselves. So I like that a lot. Look, he did a great job. There's no doubt. He killed it. And I think Willie will do a good job. I've just not seen excitement from Florida State fans in a long time like this. Really, it just – it feels like it might be fun again. So Oh, and also the thing he talked about, he's like, well, excuse my language, but man, Florida State's defense was a bunch of badasses. We want that back. We're going to get that back. That's pretty cool. So with that, I'm going to leave you. Always give us 5-star reviews on iTunes. Make sure to share. And if you haven't subscribed yet, if you're just listening to us on a website, definitely hit that subscribe button. It's free. I had some people ask me, hey, how much does it cost? Like, what? It's a podcast. Just hit subscribe. You're good. Apple, iTunes Music, Google Play Music, Stitcher. I think we're on Podbean as well. We're on a whole bunch of places. And with that, I'm going to leave you with Willie Taggart's press conference audio. Enjoy, y'all.
So without further comment, I want to introduce our president, John Thrasher, who will be doing the honors of introducing our new head coach.
Thank you, Stan, and I appreciate that honor. I really do. And I thank Stan, and I thank his entire staff for the exceptional work that they did during what some would say was a challenging week. I'm beginning to think it's kind of the new normal, but it was a challenging week, and I'm impressed and proud about how smoothly we were able to go about the process and how professionally we were able to go about the process that I see from the outside of other places sometimes looks a little messy. But I think Stan and his team made it look exceptionally professional. I'd be remiss if I also didn't thank, as Stan did, the chairman of our Board of Trustees, Ed Burr. He was tireless in his efforts to work with us, work with Coach, work with some other folks involved in this process. And his support and his leadership, certainly very much appreciated. Coach, in addition, sorry Ed couldn't be here, but he sends his best, and he'll catch up with you, I'm sure. But we do have two other trustees here. Mark Hillis is here, you met, and June Duda, one of our other trustees, is here. So we're proud to have both of them here involved, and you'll probably hear from them from time to time, particularly that one over there. But it's an exciting time, truly is an exciting time for Florida State University. And in so many ways, the announcement today that Coach Taggart will be leading our football program rides the wave that is really propelling our institution in all phases, academically and otherwise. And I promise you, we talked a lot about academics and his philosophy about that, his philosophy about leading young men. And I was totally impressed by what he has done and what I think he can accomplish at Florida State University. You know, as president and as an alum, I want to say that winning football games is important. And I talked about to Coach one particular game that I particularly like to win every year. But make no mistake about that, equally important is making sure that we field a program that properly represents Florida State University and its values and its traditions as an institution. And it represents the quality for our alumni and our friends. You know, some people would say after what Stan said about Coach, this being his dream job, I kind of think like he told me, it was kind of like a no-brainer to come to Florida State. But I'm very excited about what I believe Coach Taggart can accomplish on the field, and I'm also excited to watch him interact with our student athletes and what he can accomplish for these young men. So it's my privilege, my high privilege, to introduce to you Florida State University head football coach, Willie Taggart.
Hello, thank you. Thank you all for coming out. Haven't won a ball game yet. And
got a big fan.
Really, really, really excited to be here. Really excited to be the head football coach here at FSU. Wow. I I want to start off by just telling everyone, don't be afraid to chase your dreams. And then I say that as a young man growing up in Palmetto, Florida, played football every single day, every single day. If you wanted to find me, I was on somebody's field with a football and doing it every single day. And growing up in my household, if you wasn't a Noles fan, you probably wouldn't stand in that house. And again, if you was living in my house, you would have thought everybody in that house graduated from FSU, and none of us did. And but it goes to show you just what it meant to me growing up and our family, and how we felt about FSU. And I think growing up in Florida, you had to grow up in Florida to really understand and know what the meaning is of being a Seminole here in the state of Florida. And I know there in Palmetto and Bradenton area, there's a lot of Noles. And we all grew up just wanting to be Noles. And I can remember playing and going to high school. My high school coach, Joe Canan, is a graduate of here at Florida State University. And remember Pat McNeil was a guy that played at Manatee who came here and played. I wanted to come here and play. And I guess I wasn't good enough to get a scholarship to play here. And but no matter where I went, I went to Western Kentucky University, graduated from there, and had a great career and really got started there. But no matter where I went, the Seminole was always a part of me. I rooted for who I was with, and I rooted for the Seminoles until I went to South Florida, and that was the first time I had to root against the Seminole. And I tell you a story about that. You know how people say blood is thicker than water. Not in my household. We're playing the Seminole. I'm at the University of South Florida, and we're playing the Seminole. And my brother, diehard Noles fan, and we was talking about the game, and he's like, I'm sorry, bro, I love you, but I can't go against my Noles. You got to be kidding me, you know. But that's just how it was, you know. But then, again, as you start your career and you always have dreams and goals, and it's pretty amazing how life can put you in places where you need to be, you know, and it's different ways of getting there and crazy ways of getting there. And all those years, I wanted to be a Nole and supported the Noles and never gave up on it, and now we're here today, and now I'm the head football coach of Florida State Seminoles, and you're talking about chasing a dream and always wanted to be a part of, and I can officially say I'm in now, and really excited. Before I move on, I'd like to say thank you to President Thrasher. Thank you, Stan. And I'd like to say thank you to Ed Bird for allowing me to fulfill the dream and being here. Really, really appreciate that. And I promise you, I won't let you guys down. So I'd like to thank you. I also like to thank Rob Mullins, President Shiel, Mr. Phil Knight, and Pat Kilkenan at the University of Oregon for believing in me and allowing me to have an opportunity to come out to that great university and be a part of that. Really, really great people and Eugene, and really, really hard decision for me because the people were so great. I had a great boss, great support, and it was hard, and it was really hard because of the players. I know I had a great relationship with my players, and I wouldn't be standing here if it wasn't for them. So I like to say thank you to them and appreciate them. And again, it wasn't an easy decision. It was really tough on me. And, to be honest with you, just the other night, was it? Not last night, I was flying back here. The night before last, when it really came to me that it was probably something I needed to do, I had a profound moment in my life as a father. Excuse me if I get a little emotional. My wife and I was sitting there talking about this decision, and my 16-year-old son came in, and out of nowhere, and I didn't expect this, but he said, Dad, I know you're struggling with this decision, and I know this is your dream job. And he said, you always tell me to chase my dreams and don't let anyone get in the way of it. And he said, I don't think it's right for me or anyone else to stop you from chasing your dreams. And he said, and I don't want to leave that, but if you're going to chase your dream, then I'm going to ride with you. And that meant a lot to me. It was like me talking to him. It was like he was my father talking to me. But it was also gratifying and I was so proud of him, just how he articulated those things to me and made me follow my own advice that I gave him, you know. But I always thought that was big time for my wife and I. We just sat there and cried and like, wow, you know. And I know this is hard for him. It's hard for my family just moving once again. And they went out to Eugene and fell in love with it, to be quite frankly. And so it was hard. I'd like to thank my wife, Tanisha. I'd like to thank Willie Jr., Jackson, Morgan, for being with me and riding with me. And I know I've taken them all over the place, chasing a dream. And I appreciate them so much because they've been my rock and my motivation to get up every day and do a great job. So thank you to all. Thank you to everyone that's been a part of my journey. I know I miss them. I miss some people. My mom. I know a lot don't know, but I lost my father, and I know right now he's looking down on me, and lost him in the summer. And I feel like I am him now. I'm here now because of my dad. I know he's up there in heaven, and he put a good word into the good Lord and said, please get my son back closer to home and be around his mom and his family. And again, I had a great job and at Oregon, and again, it was tough to leave, but this was like the perfect fit for me and all the things that I would like to accomplish in this business. You don't always get the perfect fit, the right things that you want. But for me to be back home, to be around my family, to have an opportunity to win a national championship, it don't get any better than that. And like I say, I'm so excited to be here and can't wait to get out on the road recruiting. Don't get me wrong, I love you all too and love being here, but there's a lot of work to be done. And we got to make sure we do that. Speaking of recruiting, there's an early signing day, December 20th through the 22nd. It's around the corner. So, like I said, there's a lot of work to be done in a short amount of time. And I plan on tonight to get out and get to working and try to salvage this recruiting class. And, again, I know growing up, guys wanted to be a Noel, you know. And so I know there's a lot of Noles out there that want to be here. And we're going to go out and find them and find the right guys that's going to come here and do the right things. And we're going to hold each and every last one of those young men accountable to doing the things that they said we're going to do when they came here. And that's being the best football player they can be, being the best student they can be, and having the best character that they can have. That's what we're going to judge our guys on. You got to have two of those three things in order to be on our football team. Okay. You can't have one and be on our football team. If you have two, we'll work with you or whatever you're struggling with to get you up to par. But you got to have great character, be a great football player, you be the best that you can be in the classroom. Okay. And that's what we're looking for here. And I think if we're doing those things, winning will take care of itself. Winning championship will take care of itself because we'll be doing those things and that just will be a part of our life. So looking forward to finding a young man like that to come in here and being a part of this great university. I think it's a unique situation for me coming in here with our football team still playing and practicing. They got a chance to go to a bowl game, playing a bowl game, and I get a chance to evaluate, which is pretty cool. Not often you get to do that when you're taking over a job. Usually when you're taking over, it's probably because someone got let go, but in this case, it's a little different. We still have coaches here working, and I get a chance to evaluate the coaches, the players, and everything. So I'm looking forward to doing that as I'm in and out of town recruiting and getting back and watching practice. What's our plan going forward? To work at everything we do. And we got to make sure that this time next year, we're not on the outside looking in when it comes to the ACC championship. We're not on the outside looking in when it comes to playing in the college football playoff. That's on each and every last one of our players, coaches, and anyone that touches our football team to make sure that we're living our life each and every single day to make sure we accomplish those things. And I know they're lofty goals, but that's the expectations here at FSU, and we embrace those expectations. And I can tell you all this in closing, the three foundational tenets that we're going to live by with this program, and it's kind of how I live my life and how I run our program no matter where I've been. And that's, we're not going to blame anyone. We're not going to make any excuses. We're going to go out and we're going to do something. And that's what we're going to be about. I appreciate every single one of you so, so much. And I look forward to getting to know every single one of you in this room and remember every single body in your name. That'll be big time. But I am so, so thrilled and excited to be the head football coach here at FSU. Go Noah! So I'm open for questions. I know they're out there.
If you'll wait for the mic and identify yourself, raise your hand.
Come on, we got a question somewhere, right? There we go.
Coach Joe Reedy, Associated Press. You've come into other situations that have been losing programs and have had to rebuild them. Just how unique is this situation with a program where a lot of the foundation is already in place?
It's like you said, it's different for me because this is not a rebuild. This is more of a realignment than anything. We got to realign some things and to get it going again. But it's exciting knowing that you have some really good football players in here, and I'm excited about the challenges that are in front of us and bringing a group of people together for the same common cause, which is to win championship, and I'm excited about doing that.
Willie Safadin, Orlando Sentinel. I was wondering if you had a chance to meet with the team yet. What were some of your early impressions, and did you give them any flack for those games over USF a couple years ago?
Actually, I didn't give them any flack about that, but I did meet with the team, and it was good. You know, I talked to the guys about some of the expectations. I talked to them how pleased I am to be their head football coach and having an opportunity to be a part of their team, you know, because at the end of the day, it's their football team. It's not my team, it's their team. And I'm excited to be a part of that and with them and to help them get it back to where we all know it should be.
Coach Jordan Culver with the Tallahassee Democrat. Before even fielding a team, you've already made history in terms of you are the first Black full-time head coach at Florida State University. Is that something that you thought about? Is there pressure with that title? Has it sunk in yet?
Something I thought about. I did not necessarily as a full-time coach because Odell is the first African-American coach here. I thought about it, but not much. You know, I just figured pretty much for the most part, wherever I go, I'm probably going to be the first African-American coach, you know. So I really didn't think about it as much, you know, but I do understand my role. And I know I do understand a lot of people counting on me to do well, and I appreciate that. And I take pride in doing a good job and hopefully can inspire more to do a great job and get the things that they want to get accomplished.
Coach Michael Hudak with the FSU. I wanted to know, you've obviously been a member of this community for a while. Now you're the head coach of this football team. What is it like to you to be the CEO of this football team right now and to be the leader of such a great community?
It's awesome. It's awesome. I'm living in hog heaven right now, okay? And right now it is great. We're still undefeated, you know? So I am enjoying it. I'm going to enjoy every single moment of it. But like I said, I take pride in my job, and I know the expectations here, and being a big state of Florida, and meet a lot of our boosters and alums, and just rally the troops and get them back, and get them back around and get going and get Florida State back to where I grew up and seeing Florida State. It was a great time, you know, and it was family, you know, it was football. And I know I remember Coach Bowden speaking one time, and those things that he talked about was faith, family, and football. And as I became a head coach, I implemented a lot of those values within our football team, and it's helped everywhere we've been, and you need it. You know, you need those things. And so excited to be the man, and want to continue the winning tradition. And I know the last two coaches we've had here won a lot of ball games. So I expect to go out and looking forward to trying to win a lot of ball games like they did.
Hey, Willie, Matt Baker with the Tampa Bay Times.
Matt, I know you. Yeah, I know you too, Joey.
You know that guy better. You touched on the early signing period. Obviously, you've had transitions in the past. How much more difficult and complicated is it to be in this role now with this early signing period here 2 weeks away?
It's tough, you know, because, again, you got to start back over to building relationships. And then the young men want to know who's coaching, who's going to coach the football team. So a short amount of time, which is going to cause for a lot of mileage. Rather driving, on beauty of being here at FSU, you can drive a lot. You don't have to get on planes. So I'm going to try to get out and see all of our guys that's committed to us and share my vision and philosophy here, and hopefully it's something that they want to be a part of as well. But I will say this, most kids want to be at FSU, not necessarily because of the coach, but because they want to be here at our great university. Now, being a good person and a good coach will help. Getting those young men, but I think a lot of them really wanted to be here, grew up wanting to be here as well. So it's difficult because of the relationships you have to build, which is so important in recruiting, and you have such a short time building those relationships. So it's a challenge, but I look forward to it. You know, I look forward to all challenges, but really looking forward to this one.
Andrea Adelson, ESPN.com. Willie, if you could talk a little bit more about struggling with this decision, wrestling with the commitment you made to Oregon and only staying there for a year before deciding to come here.
It was tough because what you just said, only been there for a year. Things were going really well there. I mean, in every aspect, it's going well. The people you met and the relationship you built, it's always tough when you have to end that, you know. I mean, just think about it, being able to meet Phil Knight. I mean, he's an icon. And I was in awe when I had a chance to meet him. You know, like, wow. And he's a great person and have a great mind and really smart, but he really loved the University of Oregon. Rob Mullen, who I thought was an awesome AD and was great to work for, and for him to give me an opportunity, my first opportunity to coach in the Power Five. You feel back or you feel like you let him down. And I know I did. But and like I told him, I'm sorry that I did let him down. Like I told everyone there, I'm sorry, I apologize. The timing is probably not right, but it's never right when it's time to leave. And but again, like I said, talking with my son made me realize a lot, and I can let, I guess my biggest problem, I'm always worried about other folks and making other folks happy. And this one time where I get a chance to fulfill my dreams, I couldn't just rely on that. And again, it's just a perfect situation. I wasn't going to leave it just for anything, you know, because it was perfect and my family loved it there and had everything going the right way. But to be closer to your family and still have an opportunity to coach in the Power Five and still have an opportunity to win a national championship, which is a personal goal, it was tough to overcome. And again, don't always work the way that you want it to, but it is what it is. And again, I know they'll find a great coach there and they have great players there and they'll do a great job there.
Corey Clark, Tallahassee Democrat. Willie, you coached against Florida State. You recruited against Florida State. How hard was that to recruit against Florida State, and how much are you looking forward to recruiting for Florida State now?
It was hard because we knew we probably weren't going to get them. You know, but we had some practice recruiting them. And then it was tough because you're playing against some really good football players. When you played against them, and I think South Florida, we were playing against those guys, and we had some really good football players in South Florida. They were just young, so we were playing with some babies against some mutants out there, and that was tough. But as an opposing coach, you go out and you look and like, geez, how did they find guys that looked like that? You know, and but again, found a way to get on the right side of that train. So I'm excited.
Hey, Coach. Sanjay Kirpalani, Florida State Diehards, Cox Media Group. You had the experience of recruiting at USF, and now you're obviously here at Florida State. Are you going to be focusing more on the state of Florida in your recruiting? And can you talk about the importance of the state of Florida? Obviously, you have that background, but is that going to be a focus for you on the recruiting track?
Absolutely. You know, it's the best football in the country here in the state of Florida, and so you have to, and we're located here, so we need to put a fence around the state of Florida and try to keep our best football players here. And but we also a national brand, you know, and Florida State University don't have to settle for anything, and we can go out to the best of them nationwide, you know. But we're going to take care of home, and we're going to go out and try to get the best football players that we can to come and play for us, because that's what our school deserves and that's what we expect.
Coach, Ira Schofield with WarChant.com. How important was your relationships with Mr. Wilcox, Mr. Thrasher, when you got to meet them and got to know them in your decision? And then also, what kind of things did they tell you about the commitment to athletics, facilities, things like that for the future?
It was really important. Like I said, I had a good thing going at University of Oregon, and the communication and the relationship and the vision from the president on down was right in order. You know, everything was like it's supposed to be, and that's one thing I was looking for when I met with them is making sure that everything was right in order and the vision was shared and everybody was following the plan to get there. You know, there's a plan here, and there's a vision, and there's a plan, and we got to work our tails off to execute that plan and have the patience to see some things through. And I know there's a lot of plans going forward and what we can do and what we're going to do, and excited about them. But I think you got to prioritize things and make sure you're doing the things that you need to in order to get to where you're going. So I think everything is in order. Everybody's is locked arm to arm, and we're going to get there.
Coach Wayne McGahee, Tallahassee Democrat. With the early signing period, how important is it to put together a staff quickly, and how do you go about doing that with Florida State still having coaches on board for the bowl game?
Well, again, I think coaches make a big impact with recruits, but I think the university usually sells itself, and recruits do want to know who they're going to play for. We're in a unique situation. We still have coaches here. I'm get a chance to evaluate those guys and see if any of those guys are going to be a great fit to be a part of the staff and as we go forward. And so that's part of it. And the thing I have to ask the recruits is, trust me, I'm going to get a really good coach in here to coach them up. But more importantly, which is really important to me, is that not only do I get a good coach, a good teacher, it's really important that we get good mentors in here to help our young men out. That is really, really important to me, and it's going to be hard for you to be on my staff if you're not a great mentor to our players.
Gene Williams, WarChant.com. First, Coach, welcome to Tallahassee.
Thank you.
And can you walk us through a little bit from the beginning, your initial contact when somebody reached out to you about the Florida State position being open and kind of what that process was like the last few days?
I think it was last Thursday that I got a call and said that FSU was interested in you. Saw the social media and everything, and they had it way before anything was done. But They wanted to know if I was interested in them. That was on Thursday. And then I heard from Stan on Sunday night, and wanted to catch up with me and meet with me. And but leading up to that, what it was like, it was horrible, to be honest with you, because nothing had happened, and I had to sit in front of the media and address questions and answer things I couldn't necessarily answer, at least the way that they wanted me to, because there was nothing there to be, there was nothing there. So we went through practice. I had to deal with it with our players was out recruiting, had to deal with it there. And the best way you do it is you just be open and honest, you know, and I was always open and honest with our players, and which was the most important thing to me, is open and honest with Rob and letting him know. And just went about my work. I was working there at the University of Oregon, was recruiting and was practicing, getting ready for a bowl game. And we had our banquet on this past Sunday, and driving home, got that call. And wow, here we go. So then met with Stan and the president, Brasher, and Ed, I think it was Monday. And it kind of went from there. You know, and had some decisions to be made, and it was tough. It was tough, but we're here now, so that's kind of how it went.
Willie, how did your family become Florida State fans, and did you have a favorite player or one of those Florida State teams growing up that you really liked more than others?
I think, again, when you live in the state of Florida, when you're born and raised here, it's hard not to be a Noles fan, and it's hard not to grow up wanting to be a Noles. And again, that's what it was like there in Palmetto and Bradenton. We wanted to be Noles. And everybody, we watched the Noles. When football was on, we were watching them. And then we'd watch everybody else. But we had to watch the Noles first. The Noles and the Bucks. It was the Noles and the Bucks. And that's what it was like. Some of my favorite players, of course, prime time. And of course, prime time. You think about Charlie Ward. You know, he played quarterback. I played quarterback. I wanted to do. He was doing the spread before everybody else was doing the spread. He was the guy everybody wanted to be. Think about Derrick Brooks. When Derrick was playing, and you think about Warwick Dunn. All those guys. Just Peter Warwick is a good friend of mine, and we played against each other, but we grew up in the same neighborhood, and was seeing those guys come here and play great football. Anquan Boldin, just watching all those guys play was big. Even Danny Cannell back here playing. Chris Winkie, you know, those guys. It was great seeing all those guys play, and there's plenty more I can name. And it was just great watching all the football players and seeing them do great things here. And really great watching Coach Bowden all those years, and all the winning he did here was pretty impressive.
Willie, I think a lot of Florida State fans are excited about the type of offense that you run. How would you describe what they will see this season?
You're talking about the Gulf Coast offense,
I am.
Joey, you know about the Gulf Coast offense. How would I describe it? Lethal simplicity. You know, we want to score fast and often, but be really simple when it comes to teaching our players and not confusing them on what they need to do, but allow our guys to go out and just play football and play fast and score a touchdown. We all like touchdowns, and I really like explosive plays. You see a lot of explosive plays, and we like those. I'm not one of those guys, unless it's the four-minute situation, that we like those long drives. Yeah, I like to score fast. So as long as we can score fast and often, it's a good thing, and we take pride in doing that.
Coach Allison Posey, WTXL ABC 27 here in Tallahassee. You talk about this job being a dream. Just wanted to know if you had a chance to kind of walk around the facilities, take it all in, and when you walk out on the field now. I mean, this is your domain. I mean, just how does it feel?
It's great. I walk through the facility, and it's going to take me a while to get around there and figure out where I'm supposed to go. Someone's got to show me. I'm about to call someone when I come in the morning to meet me. But It was nice walking around, but it was really, really nice walking out on the field this morning and walking to the 50-yard line and just like, yes, you made it. You made it. And then you see your picture up on the big Jumbotron, and my name was spelled right. Like, yes, yes, this is right. So it was surreal. It was great. And I'm excited and I'm fired up right now, and I really don't think it's going to hit me until a little later on, and especially when I get around the players a little more and as I start to build relationships, you know. So, but it's going to be fun.
Coach, I'm sure there's been some sleepless nights during all this. How was last night? Were you at peace with this decision? Were you excited? What were your emotions last night?
I was. You know, I was, after I told our football team, which was the hardest thing, those young men back there did everything I asked them to do, and they believed in everything I said to them, you know. So it's really hard to tell them what I was going to do. One of the hardest things. It was hard to tell Rob and tell Phil, because those guys believed in me too, and they gave me an opportunity. So that was really tough. But once we got all of that behind us, and I got home and talked with the family and kissed everybody and got on the plane, it was no looking back. You got a job to do now, and you're there, and let's go. And Papa sat on the plane for about 20 minutes, just soaking it all in, and said, I guess I'll look at the back of my eyelids for the rest of this trip. So went to sleep and woke up. We were here. And couldn't sleep. Looking forward to this. So that's where I'm at. Had my coffee, so I'm good to go.
Coach, you mentioned your family relying on your son to make this big decision. Who else did you speak to, maybe outside of your family, to help you make the decision? And specifically, did you talk to a Deion, or did you talk to a Peter Work or any of those guys?
I talked to Deion. I talked to Deion briefly. I talked to Derrick Brooks, who I knew, especially being back in South Florida. I talked with Corey Fuller, who I knew from recruiting, and had a chance to know him. But the people I really talked to that I cherish and a big reason for my success is the Harbaughs, you know, Jim and Jack and John, and they're my rock, you know. When I need something that I'm struggling with, I can give them a call, and again, they don't tell me what to do. They just listen, and whenever I'm off the phone with them, I feel like I can accomplish anything that's out there. Talk with them a lot. As my mentor, talk with Dick Tomey, another guy that I'm close to and another mentor for me. But and that was pretty much it, you know. And again, whenever there's something tough, I'm always calling the wise man, Jack Harbaugh, or Jim. Jim just keep it really simple and direct, and hey, get to work. So, but it was. They make you feel at ease, and I felt at ease after making the decision.
Well, obviously you had your own team to look after last year, but just how much of Florida State were you able to look at, and have you taken a look at the team the past couple days?
No, I really haven't, you know, because I was focused on our football team at the University of Oregon. I think one game I saw like the first half of the Boston College game, you know, but that was the only game that I saw. But I haven't had a chance to really watch the football team yet, but I'm planning on doing that while I'm on the road recruiting. I get to watch a lot of that. I get to watch some practices, see it live, and our guys, but it can't be about what we've done in the past. It's got to be about where we're going now, you know, and making sure that we understand the expectation and we're doing everything every single day to live up to those expectations, whether it's in the classroom and in practice and meetings in the community. But we got to get back to winning and winning at a high level, and everybody got to understand that, and we got to do it the right way.
Willie, Brendan Sano with Knowles 24/7. You mentioned your offensive philosophy. What about defense? I guess what schematically, philosophically are you planning to bring here?
Defensively, same thing. Lethal simplicity. Again, not a complicated guy. Want to keep it simple, but want to be aggressive on the defense side of the ball. Have I decided we want to run a 4-3 or 3-4? No, I haven't decided that. I want to, excuse my language, but I want a damn good defense. You know, I want our defense to be back to where Florida State defense has been in the past. You know, excuse my language, but we was a bunch of badasses back in the days. We were some war daddies, you know. People fear. You think about Derrick Brooks, Peter Boulware, those type of guys, man. We want to get back to those days. And you got to get guys that feel the same way. You got to recruit guys that want to be that way. You know, we want to be physical. We want to be fast. We want to be in attack mode at all times and making plays, you know. But it's got to be that way, and you got to have that personality as a defensive coach that coaches that way. But we want to do it all in the right way. So that's what I'm looking for in our defense and making sure we have a D coordinator that understand that and passionate about doing that and going to make sure you hold everyone accountable on that side of the ball to be in that way.
Coach, Tim Linnefelt, Seminoles.com. I'm curious just what you've learned and taken with you from each of your previous stops at Western Kentucky and South Florida and Oregon and maybe how you've changed and evolved over the years because of them.
I think the biggest thing is and the similarity is all these kids want to be loved. You know, all these kids want discipline. All these kids want structure, you know. And when you touch the minds and the hearts of these young men, they'll do anything for you. You know, when they truly believe that you care about them and want what's best for them, they'll do everything for you. But not just our player, but the coaches and the managers, the trainers, the janitors, anybody you touch, you treat them the same way, and you get to know them. And when you get it that way, it's just tough not to be successful, you know. So learning that every single place I've been and developing that and understanding it's just not the football team. We have one big family here in this athletic department, that one big team that we all got to be a part of with high expectations.
Coach, you already have mentioned your offensive and defensive philosophies. Do you feel as though Florida State already has the players in place to do what you want to do, or are you going to have to go out and get some more?
We do. We have players here. I know we have players here, and I've seen it, again, from afar. You got to recruit. Don't get me wrong. You got to recruit, and that's every single year. I guys got to understand my job is to go recruit guys to come take the current players' jobs. I mean, that's my responsibility, and it's on our current players to keep their jobs. You know, so if we're not recruiting better than what we have, then we're not doing a good job with it. So it's going to be great to be able to, again, evaluate these guys and seeing what we need to do. I know defensively we really have some guys over there that can get it done no matter what system you have, and the same thing offensively. And the beauty of it, you look at your personnel and you cater your offense or defense to your personnel and make it go. And I think that's the beauty of the offense. I don't care what you are, especially at quarterback, if you're a pro style or you're a dual threat, our offense can work with either guy. And I do know we want some fast guys. We want some guys that can stretch the field and guys that can make guys miss a space. So I know we have some of those guys on the football team. I know we have a pretty darn good running back. A couple of them are out here too, so that's pretty good. Thank you all very much, and have a great day if you want to.